Today, are markets head faking rate cuts early this year? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, latest posts covering finance and property news. Well, after the December Federal Reserve press conference, where Jerome Powell appeared to pivot to rate cuts ahead, and with a more dovish tune than just a few days before, markets dialed up their expectations of up to 6 rate cuts through 2024, and stock markets veered towards all-time highs while bond yields fell. Powell said at the press conference at the time that it was premature to declare victory, although he did acknowledge the question of when to begin dialing back policy restraint was indeed discussed. Officials slowed the pace of rate increases last year after a series of rapid hikes in 2022, and inflation cooled considerably. The last number was 3.2% on an annual basis, as measured by the Fed's preferred benchmark minus food and energy. The Fed's preferred underlying inflation gauge rose just 1.9% in November on a six-month annualized basis. That's the first time in more than 3 years the measure slipped below the Fed's 2% target. The labour market, meanwhile, has remained relatively healthy despite higher interest rates. Payrolls grew an average of 204,000 over the most recently reported 3 months, and job openings declined consistent with a gradual moderation in hiring. December employment figures were released on Friday, by the way. Futures markets have been anticipating the Fed will cut rates 6 times this year, beginning with a likely quarter point reduction in March. In fact, they priced a 67% chance of a 25 basis point cut in March, although several Fed officials have pushed back against expectations of an imminent policy move in recent weeks, which begs the question, are markets fooling themselves? Well, now we have the minutes from the December 12th and 13th Federal Open Market Committee meeting, which were released yesterday. The participants viewed the policy rates as likely at or near its peak for this tightening cycle, the minutes said. And at the meeting, central bankers voted unanimously to hold the benchmark lending rate steady at the range of 5.25 to 5.5% for a third consecutive time. And while the FOMC statement left the door open for another rate hike, the official's forecast signaled the end of the most aggressive tightening cycle in a generation via the dot plots. Officials reaffirmed that it would be appropriate for policy to remain at a restrictive stance for some time until inflation was clearly moving down substantially. And the minutes indicated increased optimism among participants about the path of inflation, noting clear progress. The committee expressed a willingness to cut the benchmark lending rate in 2024 should that trend continue, though they gave no indication that easing could begin as soon as March, as futures traders have expected. In their submitted projections, almost all participants indicated that reflecting the improvements in the inflation outlooks, their baseline projections implied that a lower target range for the federal funds rate would be appropriate by the end of 2024, the minutes said. And the quarterly projections implied 3 interest rate cuts in 2024. That's around 75 basis points of cuts. The updated outlook, paired with Fed Chair Jerome Powell's comments following the meeting, did ignite a rally in stocks and bonds, fueling a broader easing in financial conditions. Officials' individual expectations for the federal funds rate at the end of 2024 did range widely, however. The Fed's dot plot showed 8 officials saw 2 quarter point cuts or less, while 11 officials expected 3 or more. It's worth noting, by the way, that the latest Fed voting members will be more dovish than previously, thanks to the change of participants. A tweak in the Fed's post-meeting statement also highlighted the shift in tone, with officials noting that they will monitor a range of data and developments to see if any additional policy firming is appropriate. Participants pointed to 6-month inflation readings, as well as growing signs of demand and supply coming into better balance. And staff economists appeared even more optimistic on the path of inflation, marking down their forecasts and judging inflation would be less persistent. Fed officials debated the role of supply in lowering inflation further, they said, and several officials said help from healing supply chains and increased labour supply was largely complete, while others saw potential for the improvement. Persistent strong wages gains or unexpectedly buoyant economic growth could slow or even threaten inflation's progress to the central bank's target. And officials' latest projections show the economy expanded at a much slower 1.4% rate in 2024 with little cost to jobs. Participants generally perceived a high degree of uncertainty surrounding the economic outlook, the minutes said. As a result of this, US stock market indices ended the second session of the year down again in extended profit taking on Wednesday. In fact, the S&P 500 lost 0.8% to end at 4,704, while the NASDAQ Composite lost 1.18% to 14,592, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.76% to 37,430. This actually was the first time the benchmark S&P 500 index has started the year with two straight declines since it kicked off 2015 with a three-session skid, and it also was the worst two-day result on a percentage basis since late last October. The decline contrasts with the blistering run of all three major Wall Street benchmarks in the final 2 months of the year. The S&P 500 came within striking distance of its all-time closing high last week as signs of cooling inflation spurred investors to bet on an aggressive rate-cutting schedule. The market wanted to hear when and how much the Fed was going to drop rates, and they didn't get that, even if it's not the Fed's job to do that, said Jason Betts, private wealth advisor at Ameriprise Financial. What we're seeing playing out in today's selling maybe is a little bit of frustration with the perceived lack of transparency of the Fed, he said. And Betts noted that profit taking from 2023's gains and recalibration of the new year were likely factors influencing trading thinking. Shares of rate-sensitive mega-cap stocks also fell, with Nvidia, Apple, and Tesla ending down between 0.7% and 4%. Analysts are now talking about the trough of disillusionment as the hype around artificial intelligence collides with reality. While we continue to believe that generative AI is the most important transformative technology since the internet, we do not expect the same level of investment we saw in 2023 continuing beyond 2024, analysts wrote in a note. And financials were among the sectors that traded lower, off 0.8%, with Charles Schwab and Blackstone among those pulling down the index. They dropped 3% and 4.6% respectively after Goldman Sachs downgraded the stocks to neutral from buy. However, Citigroup gained for a second straight day, rising 1.1% to its highest finish since mid-August 2022, as the bank continues to benefit from a price target upgrade and an upbeat analyst report from Wells Fargo that was released the previous day. US Treasury yields rose on Wednesday, extending a sell-off that has stemmed from ebbing expectations for Federal Reserve interest rate reductions earlier this year. The yield on the benchmark 10-year note, a key gauge of long-term estimates for borrowing costs, edged up by 0.7% to 3.933%, while the yield on the rate-sensitive two-year note was at 4.308%. Prices, of course, typically fall as yields increase. On Tuesday, the 10-year note yield briefly touched an over two-week high, and the two-year also gained. At the end of 2023, the 10-year was hovering just below 3.9% following a strong rally to cap off the year that was driven by those fresh hopes for Fed rate cuts and a so-called soft landing for the US economy. In this scenario, of course, the Fed's aggressive rate hiking campaign successfully cools inflation without sparking a meltdown in the broader economy. bolstered by the jump in Treasury yields, the US dollar index, which tracks the greenback against a basket of its currency pairs, was at 102.29. The measure had its best daily performance since March 2023 in the previous session. And falls were also seen across broader markets, with China's blue chip Shanghai Shenzhen CSI index, the worst performer in Asia on Thursday, losing 1.4% and hovering above a five-year low, while the Shanghai Composite Index dropped 0.9%. Fitch downgraded the ratings for four Chinese state-owned asset managers by one level and put three of the four firms on watch for more potential downgrades. The ratings agency cited increasing pressure on the four from an ongoing slump in the property market, as well as increased uncertainty over the government's ability to support the finance of the asset managers. This in turn presented uncertainty over the ability of the state-backed firms to snap up non-performing assets from the open market, which bodes poorly for China's financial markets. Among other Asian markets, Japan Nikkei's 225 index fell 0.56% in catch-up trading after an extended New Year's holiday. Sentiment towards Japan was also rattled by a devastating earthquake earlier in the week, which killed scores of people and caused widespread disruption in central Japan. Purchasing managers' indices data also showed that Japanese manufacturing activity remained in contraction in December, and losses in heavyweight technology stocks also weighed on the Nikkei, mirroring a trend seen across most stock markets. Technology heavy indices continue to bear heavy losses as the market second guessed just when the Federal Reserve could begin trimming interest rates this year. South Korea's KOSPI fell 0.8%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng index also moved lower. And in Australia, the benchmark ASX 200 index declined 0.39% to 7,500 at the closing bell, weighed down by the consumer staple and materials sectors. Eight out of the 11 industry sectors were in the red, and the All Ords slid 0.3%. Even so, some market pundits were cautioning investors to not read too much into the rough start of 2024. A period of consolidation was always likely after the year-end rally, said Jonas Gottemann, Deputy Chief Markets Economist at Capital Economics. The second potential explanation for weaker asset prices is that the risks around the outlook may look a bit less favourable to many market participants than in the immediate aftermath of the last round of major central bank meetings in mid-December, he said. And the FOMC will next meet on January the 30th and 31st to discuss policy. But frankly, I think the markets are way, way ahead of themselves. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.